Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, Coach?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Coach, hold on 1 second, man.
Sure, no problem.
Thanks for calling, Coach. Hey, I thought once you went 3-0, you forgot about us. And, man, you say, I'm big time now. Forget about those guys.
Well, we got in the middle of something out here in practice. So
yeah, I figured that. First of all, man, congratulations. I see that you guys are ranked 16th in Class B. Is it Class B or is it in the state?
Well, it's Class B in the state.
Okay. So how's that feel?
That feels pretty good. We're all excited about it. It's the first time in a long time it's happened to us, so... It's definitely a different feeling for all of us.
Some of this information is coming from Tim. Tim was supposed to be here today. He couldn't make it. He got stuck at work. So he sent me some stuff that he wanted me to ask you.
Sure.
First, I want to ask you, Friday night, you get a big win against a team that we haven't beat in forever. Right. I mean, how long has it been since we beat Ravenna, and how good of a feeling was it to be able to beat that team on your home field with a lot of fans there supporting you guys?
Well, the best we could figure in talking to people, the last time we beat a Ravenna team was in 2005.
Whoa.
So you can imagine what it feels like. We've been close to beating Ravenna teams. The kids on both sides of the football, Ravenna and Hudson, are both close because, you know, we spend time over there for a week doing the Ravenna summer camp.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes the whole thing a little bit more competitive as well. So, yeah, listen, it's a feeling that you can't duplicate. It's hard to beat.
What did you say to your guys after the game was over? I mean, what kind of talk did you give them, you know, after winning, you know, a game? And you guys won convincingly. You know, I mean, you kind of pretty much ran that game as much as you, the way you wanted to run it. What did you say to them?
You know, what I said to them is what we've been saying to them all along, is that, you know, finally things came together. We made less mistakes than we've been making. We played better football than we've been playing. And we told them, once we start to do those things, there's pretty much nothing that will stand in our way, you know?
Yeah.
So that's really the kind of message we're sending. It's kind of like, see what we told you?
Mm-hmm.
And once you play your kind of game, we really are going to be tough to beat.
You guys are 3-0. This is the first time since 2009 since you guys been 3-0. How's that feel?
That feels fantastic. It's a nice feeling. We're starting... we got a long stretch of division play here, so these are the important games as far as playoffs are concerned. So right now, that's where we are. We're looking at the Ichabod, Cobleskill, Love Academy, Chalmont. So those are all games that mean something because they're all games that are in our division.
Okay, I'm glad you brought up Ichabod, and this Friday is homecoming, and you're playing against Ichabod. And again, these are some of the stats that Tim sent me. Ichabod is 0-3. They haven't scored a point all season. How do you go from such a high game against Ravenna that you haven't won, that you haven't beat since 2005, to go play a game where they're 0-3 and they haven't scored a point? How do you keep the guys level-headed as if it's just another game?
I'll tell you, it's a difficult task to try to keep the kids, you know, in line and pumped. And one of the messages we've been preaching since Monday morning is we have to stay humble. We have to still work as hard as we always do. You know, we don't change anything, no matter who we're playing. We've been beaten by Ichabod teams before. I was an assistant coach, assistant varsity coach, who, you know, kind of got one of those chips on our shoulder last year and lost the game to Ichabod.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been telling the guys right from you know, the beginning of the season, we don't take anybody lightly. Ichabod is a lot better football team than you will see by their record or their score. They're athletic. They got some good athletes on the team. And, you know, I think it's going to be a competitive game.
Okay, I want to talk about a couple players because I was able to see. And one of the players is number 17. Who is number 17? Because he's a monster out there on defense. And I saw he was playing quarterback as well.
Yes, number 17 is Chris Niano. He's a senior. He's been with us. This is his fourth year in the program. And you're right. He's really kind of found a home playing at that inside linebacker spot this year. And his defense is built. So an inside linebacker, he's really stepped up and played position well. You're right. I think he's somewhere in the neighborhood of about 35 or 36 times.
Yeah, he's all over the place.
Yeah.
Hey, Coach,
he plays quarterback as well.
How do you answer your critics? Because in the beginning of the season, myself, I'm included, was like, hey, they don't pass enough. Like, they need to pass more. And in this game, you started out, you had Willie at tailback, and you just showed a whole different element. Like, you guys were a completely different team from the first 2 weeks. So what do you say? You say, sit back and let me do what I do best and believe in me and trust in me? Or do you go, nah, I told you I could do it?
No. Listen, everything that we do here is, you know, by staff, by players, by week. We break down a lot of things and we look at what's going to work and what's not going to work. And this is what we do. We learn just like the kids learn every week.
Okay.
Listen, by no means by a football genius. These kids, it's easy with these kids. These kids are talented. And, you know, and a lot of my decisions are based on my opponent for that week.
Okay. So, number 78. That guy, 78, he was all over the place also.
Diane Brown, yes. He's a junior. We just got him this year. I think I talked about him on one of your earlier shows.
Yeah, you did.
He's fantastic. He's a big, strong kid, and he's very athletic. He's going to give people nightmares over the next 4 or 5 weeks.
Hammer was really aggressive this week. I mean, he had a good 3-4 tackles. One time I thought he crushed a guy because, I mean, he fell on a guy with some force. How are you guys able to bring that aggressive side out of him? I know Hammer personally, so it takes a little bit to get him going. What are you guys doing different now that he's playing?
We haven't figured it out yet either, you know. He's just, yeah, you're right. We saw a side of him this week we haven't seen in him. You know, I've been coaching for 3 years, and I haven't seen that side of him yet either. So I'm hoping that he keeps it up. Our defensive line went straight across. Devin Kipp, the senior, he had a couple sacks that game. So between him, Zion Brown, and Hannah and our other guy, Zach Johnson, they just, you know, they took that game over. They truly did. Our defensive line was just phenomenal.
Yeah, I just have a few more questions, Coach. One thing is that we in the city, they rave about your offense. You know, you got Michael Lurk, you got Marcus, you got Willie. You have all these weapons on offense. But your defense seems to be the catalyst of your team. Your defense is playing shutdown football. Why do you think that they don't get the recognition that they deserve? And I'm trying to give it to them now.
Well, to be honest with you, I really don't know. Our defense this year has just really stepped up. Our kids have gotten aggressive. We've found the right places for the right guys this year. And it's one of those cases where the pieces to the puzzle have just all kind of fell into place, whether it was by accident on purpose. But, you know, these guys are just – they're in positions that they're comfortable in. They understand our philosophy. They understand what we're doing week to week, and they're just thrown to it.
Your whole team as a complete offense and defense is really fun to watch. Even your special teams, I mean, you got a field goal kicker that's kicking really well. But there was a young man I saw, and I actually worked with his father. I saw him on the sidelines, number 15, Goodemo. I know he plays for JV.
Yep.
And I'm going to ask you, please don't play him in any varsity games. But let's talk about him, because next year, him and Willie are going to be playing for you. And this kid got some talent. He's a damn good kid as far as on the field. I watched him play. What's your take on him? And, I mean, being that he's coming up and he's the future, I mean.
Yeah, listen, he's a very extremely talented kid who's made, you know, leaps and bounds in a year. What a difference we've seen in his ability and the way he plays football. You're absolutely right. When he's with us, you know, if I need him, I need him, and I ask him to dress, and he has no problem dressing. I have a couple of kids like that I'm, you know, that are 10th graders that are going to be standing on the sidelines just in case we need them. But, yeah. That's going to be a phenomenal package we'll have next year. Our future is definitely bright. Our DB team is 3-0 at this point as well.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know, they beat
yes,
the 47-6.
Yeah, and they hadn't won in a while either, right? There was a while before JV.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, that, you know, the future here is definitely bright.
Okay, Coach, last question, like always. What do you think should be done? I mean, homecoming should be enough to get everybody out there. But what do you need us to do? We did talk up the JV game on Monday. We were all there. What do you need us to do to help you guys be successful as far as attendance and letting people know on social media?
You know, that's it. It's just getting the word out there and getting the people out to support us. And, you know, the more we win, the more support, obviously, the more support we'll have. And, the kids are excited. They're, you know, it's to the point that it hasn't been like this in a long time. People are stopping kids on the street because they know who they are. Oh, you're that such and such kid from the football. We're headed in the right direction. We appreciate all that.
And
all the support you guys give us.
I got a half a question. I'm sorry, Coach. This is the very last one. Here it is. The basketball team did so well. Was there any pressure on you personally, like inside yourself, to say, listen, you know I have the same amount of talent and we can do well also, because now our football team is ranked in the state, you know, and you guys are following suit.
Right. Well, absolutely. I'm sure Coach Briscoe felt the same pressure. You know, Listen, it is. It's pressure. When you have a basketball team that's not successful and ended up, what, I think number five in the state overall, sure. Now, you know, us coaches had a lot of long discussions about that over the week. So, man, that's a lot of pressure on us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Same athletes, same stuff. So we're hoping that this turns into the same success.
All right, Coach, get back to work, man. Thank you for taking some time out to talk to us. Good luck, and we'll see you on Friday night, man.
Thanks very much for your support.
All right, go Blue Hawks.
Take care.
Yep, you too. Bye.